Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. I am excited to be on with you, and I look forward to you calling the conversation, calling in to be part of the conversation. So without any further delay, I'll go directly into our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, we are having snow here in Connecticut, so I pray that you are warm wherever you are. And for today's show, we are going to be speaking about happiness, true happiness. So you can be part of the conversation by calling 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. 915-8166. The chat room is up and running, and I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. And just to let me know, how do you describe or define true happiness? Where does it come from? Is it an inside job or what? How do you categorize true happiness? So that's what we're going to be talking about. But before I get into the conversation, I want to remind you to please join me on Facebook, Daphne Clark-Hudson, and please like my fan page. On Twitter, I am at Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. So I do appreciate your support there. And also, I have some daily videos that I put out on YouTube and also on my Facebook pages. So if you would be kind enough to just show me a little support there, and also leave some comments as to your thoughts and the video, I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. So, yes, the chat room is open, and I invite you to call in 646-915-8166. And today's conversation is about true happiness. Are you experiencing true happiness? My personal thought on this is that happiness is accessible to us, and we can tap into it whenever we make the decision to do so. I know I have experienced people who tend to think differently, and they look on their significant others or the people in their lives, the family members, co-workers, and they'll say things like, oh, you make me so unhappy. You know, I'm with you and you are not making me happy. So, you know, ask yourself the question, is it somebody else's job to make us happy, or is it our job or is it our responsibilities to find our happiness? Call in, let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. The first area I want to look on as I discuss true happiness, I want to look on the area of forgiveness. Forgiveness and forgetting. So let's look on that. And this forgiveness not only has to do with forgiving others. However, it has a great deal to do with you forgiving yourself. There are a lot of people who cannot enjoy true happiness because they are living with regret and they are living with guilt and worry and shame. And because of that, they do not have 5 minutes of happiness in their lives. Because they're always saying, had I not done this and had I not done that, I would have been more happier. So I want to encourage you, learn to forgive yourself. It is very important. Whatever goals we are working on in our lives, we must, and I use the word must profoundly because it is important that we must learn to forgive ourselves. Nothing, absolutely nothing, should not be that bad that we cannot learn to forgive ourselves. Let it go. Life goes on. The sun is still going to rise tomorrow, regardless of what you have done in the past. So let it go and enjoy your life and learn the lesson that you can out of that particular experience. The next thing I want to look at and encourage you to do is to see the opportunities that come your way. See every opportunity as an grow. Yes, you can grow from that thing that you are calling a mistake. And instead of sad, you can wake up every day and you can experience joy and happiness. You can experience some pep in your step. And you can greatly appreciate you as a person and who you are. You can look in the mirror and say, you know, 2 hours ago, you did something that was not really the best. However, this is the lesson. Excuse me. This is the lesson that I have learned from it, and I know I will not go down that path again. So, regardless of how devastating punity is, I want you to use that as an opportunity to grow from it. I am sure you have often heard it said that we can use our mess to use our messes to be our blessing. There are many people that says your mess, your million is in your mess. Use your mess to be your message. So all of those things. And the more lenient that we are with ourselves and the more considerate that we are with ourselves, the greater we are going to feel about who we are and the more happier we are going to be with who we are. The next point I want to look at is to always live your life as a life of gratitude. Gratitude supports happiness, and happiness demonstrates gratitude. It does not matter what you have something. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for where you are. Be grateful for all the people who are in your life and who want to spend time with you. Be grateful for the people that you can laugh with. How often somebody call you and said, how are you and what you're doing? You say, oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm just here shooting breeze with such and such and such. And you say that because you are in the company of these individuals who allows you to be yourself. And when you are around them, you are your authentic self. You are happy. You are joyful. You are at peace. Your energy is flowing. No one is judgmental of the other, and you all embrace each other in love, understanding, and in unity. There is no better life than that when you are in the company of the people who understands you and you understands, respect, and appreciate them. You can look around and you said, you know something? I don't need to sugarcoat who I am around some Janet. I don't have to sugarcoat who I am around John or Joseph or Jack. I can be me, can be authentically me. And nothing brings you more joy and happiness than those times when you can really, really enjoy being your authentic self. Happiness is an inside job. All the happiness that we want is inside of us. We just have to turn the flip on, the switch. We just need to turn it on. Instead of pointing fingers and worrying about what everybody else is doing, we just need to turn that happiness switch on. I know every day we wake up, we have a pep in our step because we start our day off with gratitude. We are grateful that we were able to wake up, knowing that the reality is that many people who went to sleep last night did not wake up today. However, we aren't among those people. We woke up. And what better reason do we have to be happy than to know that we saw the rising of the sun and we have yet another opportunity that we can go out there and serve people. We can use our lives to ignite other people's lives. You know, they say happiness is contagious because you walk in a room and you're excited and the room was dull when you get there. But here you are walking in there with all your excitement, and before you know it, the entire room is on fire. Everybody is happy. Everybody is embracing. Everybody is laughing. And all of a sudden, the atmosphere of the entire room has changed. Have you ever found yourself in that situation? I have. And each and every one of us has the ability to do that. We can change the environment that we are in. We just need to give ourselves permission in which to do that. For those of you in the chat room, you can write your comments or remark right in the little box below, or you can call in 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you about some of the ways that you are experiencing true happiness. Be more optimistic about the future and your ability to accomplish your goals. Ask yourself the question, am I someone who sees the glass as half full or half empty? Be the optimist. Always see your glass half full. Because you know you have the ability to go out there and pour in whatever else is needed in there. These are the things that keep us happy. Instead of going around and stressing ourselves about what we don't have and the economy is bad and this is bad and the neighbor is this and the neighbor is that and the list goes on and on. Why don't you start by just counting all of the blessings you have and give thanks for those blessings that are on their way? You know, I oftentimes play a happiness game with myself, and I thank myself for the things that's coming up in my future. And sometimes you can partner with somebody and you all can work to hold each other accountable to make sure that you are remaining in the positive mode of what needs to maintain your happiness. It is not difficult to be happy. We only need to make the decision to say, you know, I have always been looking on the outside for my happiness, but I now realize that my happiness lays right within me, inside of me, and I'm turning this switch on, and I am never, ever going to be turning this switch off. The next point I want to talk about is, are you willing to open up yourself to success and embrace your failures or mistakes that happen along the way? Remember, I mentioned about all experiences in life are lessons learned. And when we can embrace and acknowledge and dissect failures, mistakes, mishaps, misunderstanding, when we can embrace all of those things and we can say, well, listen, oh, here is what came out of this and here is how I can use this, puts a whole different view on the situation because you step back and you view with an objective mind, you view what took place and see how you can utilize all of the experiences. Each and every day we wake up, we can decide on the level of our thermometer of happiness. We can have it bumping all the way up, or we can have the mercury at the bottom of the thermometer and it never rises. The choice is yours. However, if you put yourself on a pedestal where you know unless you are experiencing true happiness, you are holding yourself back, then you know that in order for me to experience all and for my thermometer to rise all the way up to the top, I got to be all in. I have to give 100%+ to my happiness. No one else has the capability and the responsibility to make me happy. It is my job. And I will stay focused on that. I will make a commitment to live my life in such a way that it will encourage and ignite the adrenaline in other people's lives so that they too will be able to experience optimum happiness. Know that none of us are perfect. We are all here to entertain and to be entertained. So don't forget to have fun. Be like a little child. Laugh. Act silly. Have fun. Because when you have fun, people are going to want to be around you. Have you ever been asked this question? You're laughing sometimes. I laugh because something that happened just came to my mind and I just don't smile about it. I'll burst out laughter. Has that ever happened to you? And somebody asks you, what are you laughing about? They were so uptight and they're so angry that you're happy and that you're laughing. Has that ever happened to you? Don't take it personal because it is because of their sadness why they think you ought not to be enjoying your life and to be laughing. You know? And I always just answer and say, nothing, really. I just feel like laughing. And people don't understand how healthy it is to be able to just laugh. Laugh without no prompt. Laugh without no stimulation. Just laugh because you feel like laughing. Happiness is available to us 24/7, 365 days a year. However, it is a shame to see how many people leave all of that there and live a life of worry without utilizing their happiness. No one can prevent you from experiencing true happiness unless you allow them to. So don't allow others to rob you of your joy and of your happiness. You are going to be living a more balanced life. You are going to be experiencing true joy and happiness. Your stress level will be under control. And instead of having to pop pharmaceutical, you are going to be living a stress-free, no-drug lifestyle. Happiness is so pleasant. Happiness is joyful. Happiness is rewarding. Happiness is glorious. You can just wake up and you look and you see the sun and you take a couple of stretches and you just give gratitude for the sun and for your ability to take all these stresses and just to enjoy. I want to welcome guest 1878 to the show. Please feel welcome to share your experience with us about true happiness. You can call in to do so, 646-915-8166, or you may write it in the bottom right there. So thank you for listening. The next thing I want to talk about is that, know that none of us are perfect. We are all here to entertain and to be entertained. Yes, and that's the one I just spoke about. Don't worry about the little things. Take plenty of worry vacations where you train your mind not to worry for certain lengths of time. And each and every one of us can control our minds. Instead of worry about it, we can create our environment. I know that like some people work in offices and they have little cubicles, like one big room is divided into cubicles, and some people just have desks. However, they can still create that space to speak to them. They create that space by putting flowers or plants on or pictures of their families. And they can sit in there and just by taking a couple of deep breaths, they can just zone right into that environment and it speaks to them and give them the happiness and the joy that they need, regardless of all the drama that is going on around them. Because we all live in this drama-packed world. And unless we practice to cultivate the environment that speaks wholeness and wellness to us, we will continuously be dragged into the drama that is happening around us. And because of that reason, we go home and we are stress-free. I mean, we go home and we can't experience stress-free life. We are just nagging and we take all the anger home to our family and we are unhappy. And because we are unhappy, then our families becomes unhappy. And sometimes family members will even say to us, why do you still keep going to that job if it makes you so unhappy? So I remember there was a couple of years ago, I was working at a job. And I was in an office where the room space was divided up with our desk. And, oh my heavens, the gossip was vicious. And one of the things that I used to do, a part of my position was for me to do home visits. So I tell you, I used to do home visits regularly. For reasons more than once, I wanted to stay connected to my clients. However, I wanted to be out of the environment where all the gossiping and everything was taking place. And I tell you, when I would go out and come back, I would be fully charged and fully energized. And I would be so happy. And I used to be playing my music low that I can focus on it, because those were the times when they didn't have the earpiece that you put in to listen to your music and all of that. And it was back in those days when I said to myself, Daphne, you can't depend on these women to make you happy. You got to create your own happiness and utilize it. I remember one day one of the younger women said to me, nothing worries you, nothing bothers you. You're always so calm and collective. And I said to her, you know, it's by choice, and you can do the same. So instead of buying into all the drama that's happening, design a program for you that will speak to you. What is it? It might be a poem that you can put in the sleeves, the plastic sleeves, and you can stick it up somewhere there with sellotape. And you can just sit down and you can read those words and meditate on them, because you know that they will keep you until the end of the day, right? The next point I want us to focus on here is that if you want to be more positive, surround yourself with positive energy people. Nurture the positive relationships that you have. Seek out more of those relationships that help to lift you up. What they say, water, oil seeks its own level. So if you're around people who are miserable, don't expect to be happy, because they say misery seeks company. And if you are around those people who are miserable all the time, they are going to seek. Every day their goal is going to be, how can I make Daphne miserable and happy? However, when you are around those individuals who are positive, high energy, optimistic about life, and they are happy for every day, they are not complaining about what they don't have, but they are giving gratitude for that which they possess. And you all can share ideas. You know, here is what I'm grateful for today. And the next person say, here is what I'm grateful for every day. And each and every day you can find 5, 6, or 7, or 10 things that you are grateful for. Do you think that you are going to be wallowing in self-pity, or are you going to be excited about the life? My suggestion is that it would be the latter. Because we always think we don't have enough until we begin to list them and to show gratitude. We would always say, oh my Lord, I had no idea so much. A lot of times when I give an activity to my clients to do, all their accomplishments on one side of a paper and all the stuff that were not accomplishment, and they always start off by saying, oh, that paper is too big because I don't think I'm going to be able to fill it up. I said, the goal is not to fill it. Just continue writing. That's all you need to do. Continue writing and continue showing gratitude. And what always happens is that people always outdo. They're always writing more, and they would never cease to amaze me by saying, I had no idea that I had accomplished so much. And there are some people who are really anal, and they hold themselves to high standard, and so high a standard that sometimes these standards can become stressful and worrisome. And that oftentimes robs them of their their experience of happiness, because they just keep seeing all the things that is not working. So focus on today. Let it be easy for yourself. Live one day at a time. Enjoy every minute, every moment of it. Laugh with yourself. Enjoy the happiness. Just bask in the glow of your happiness each day. And I find out that when I do this, I am not worrying, because this minute right here now, 7:36 p.m. Eastern, I am enjoying being on this radio show with each and every one of you, those in the chat room, those who are listening, and even those who will access this archive later on. And I am enjoying this moment. I am happy. I am excited that I have this opportunity to serve you to the best of my ability. So I am doing my best to make sure that this provides quality, that each and every one of the people who will listen it over the years will find some value in what's being said here and will be able to apply it even 20, 30 years down the road. They will look around and say, you know something? There were some key points on that radio show back on the 1st of March, 2015. And I think this can still add value to my life. So set the steps out for yourself. Know that no one can rob you of your happiness unless you decide to give it up to them. Accept and love yourself for the unique gifts and talents that you bring to life. Spend less time trying to please others and spend more time trying to please your higher self. You know something? Don't worry about what I think of you and what the other person think of you. The only person that truly matters in your life is your Creator. Our Creator creates us. And He is supposed to be our main focus. He's just. He gives us hope. He gives us favor. He's our protector. He provides us with all the resources that we need in life. He let us know that He cares about us and that He rewards us generously each and every day. He rewards us with the ability to see the rising of the sun yet another day. And when we see the rising of the sun, this ought to excite us. We need to get happy about it and know that there are lives to be touched. And I am going out there and I am giving it all that I have. Nothing, absolutely nothing, will deprive me out of this joy and this happiness. It does not take a million people to convince somebody. It just takes one person. So you, with your enthusiasm and excitement, with your joy and your happiness, you can spark a difference in someone else's life. You might be the smile that one sad person wanted to see. You might be on the line at the post office or the grocery store, and you see that one person who is sad, and you decide, I am going to reach out to that person, and you say a kind word, and that all of a sudden spark some excitement in the person's lives, and the person will probably say something like, there are still nice people in this world. And we can believe it because we think it takes a whole army to go out there and to convert somebody and say, oh, here is what it takes for you to be happy. But it honestly and truly does not. It just takes our illustration of our life and how we can use that to reach out to somebody else. I want to remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and I want to remind you to save the date for March the 25th at 10 a.m., and we will be having a celebration of 6 years on this platform here. We are having guests like Adassa Hopkins, Delores Presley, Sylvia Sultan First, Willie Crawford, James Nimley, Deborah Hardnett, Dr. Sabrina Jackson, just to name a few of the experts who are coming back to celebrate with us at 10 a.m. on the 25th of March to celebrate our 6 years anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. Guess 1869, do you have any impact or feedback that you want to give us pertaining to true happiness? What are some of the things that you are doing to make sure you are experiencing true happiness? You can either write it in the bottom there, or you can call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Yes, we are talking about accepting ourselves as a unique gift and that we bring to our lives. We have talents, and we need to appreciate and give thanks and gratitude for them. Be happy, be excited to share when somebody asks you about your skills and talents. Be happy to share them with them. You know, sometimes we tend to be so humble and we say, oh, it's just, I'm just this and I'm just that. No, take pride and happiness in sharing all the special things about you. See the humor in life, in our experiences. Take life less seriously. Learn to laugh at yourself, right? Learn to laugh at yourself. You know, sometimes we can do some strange things, and instead of taking it seriously, why don't we just have a gut-wrenching laugh and look and said, I can't believe that I have done that. Ladies, I want to just talk with you a little here. I want to tell you, yes, we love our families and we are committed and dedicated to them. However, I want to encourage you, find some things that will enhance your happiness and do them. The only person's permission you need is your own. Is it a manicure? Is it a day at the spa? Is it just to buy yourself some flowers? What it is, buy a new fragrance. What it is that makes you happy, that you can say, I've done this for me today. I feel happy about it. I am excited. I needed to reward myself. What is that something that will do it for you? Please, identify it and go out there and make sure you're treating yourself. I want you to create a list for yourself. You all know that I am so gung-ho on list creation because we can always go back and read these things over to jog our mind and help us to build some excitement about all the things we are doing. So create a list of all the things that you need to do that will make you happy. All right? Remember, your happiness starts from the inside out. From the inside out, that is where your happiness starts. Another important aspect of happiness is the ability to serve others and do well. There is a depending on the area you live in, there might be some very large or even small organizations that has opportunity for volunteers. Why don't you get involved in that and go out there and serve somebody? You know, just last night I was privileged. I was invited by a friend of mine to go to the Chinese New Year celebration at a retirement community here in Connecticut. And it was a phenomenal performance. And to see all the elderly people got all dressed up and come out for this performance. So what is it? Do you have skills and talents that you can serve others? And this will help to build their happiness. So look in your lives. As a matter of fact, the people, the cast that performed this this celebration last night, they are all professionals. They are doctors, they are engineers, they are IT professionals. However, they all took time out of their extremely busy schedule to go and serve other people. Treat everyone with kindness. Not only does it help others to feel better, but you will notice that you too feel good after positive interaction with others. I have another friend. She and her husband, they visit another retirement home on Sunday evenings, and he plays his guitar and sings for the people. We can all serve in some way or another. And it will help us to elevate our happiness thermometer. Speak well of others. When you speak negatively of others, you will attract more negativity to yourself. But when you speak positively of others, you will attract more positively to yourself. And what happens when you are experiencing positive energy? You are happy. You are fun to be around. You are excited. You attract new friends. People want to be friends with you. Truly listen to others. Be present and mindful to what others are really saying when they speak. Support them without bringing yourself into it. You know, this is a good point, because a lot of times people go to like networking events and somebody started to explain to them about themselves and what they do. All of a sudden, before you know, they took over the conversation talking about themselves. And those can be very depressing and sad moments when you can't allow yourself to be present with somebody and lift that person up at that time and help them to feel good that someone is paying attention to what they have to say. Nothing can bring us greater happiness than when we pay attention to what somebody else is saying. One way that we can help to support others in their happiness is to be gentle when we speak to them. Speak kinder and wiser words. There are times you have heard it said you can disagree without being disagreeable. And this is one of these times. You can speak the truth. And the truth can be very sweet. You don't have to speak the truth with anger and damaging words. So if you need to speak the truth to someone, may it be a friend or a family member, be gentle, be kind, and be wise with what you say. I always take a pause and I would always ask myself the question, if I were in that person's position, what would I like? What would I like? So don't be too hasty to speak. Know that you don't want to strip the person of their happiness and their joy. You want to support them in everything that they are doing. And what you are saying to them, you want them to be able to think about it long after you are gone. And you don't want them to be sad. You want them to be smiling about what it is that you told them or share with them. Another part of happiness and to support other people's happiness is by you being able to respect their free will. I don't have to agree with everything you say or do. However, I need to respect it. And to know that you're a unique individual and I can support you. I don't have to be angry with you. I don't have to tear you apart. I don't have to be saying derogatory things to you. I can just say, you know, I respect it. Although I do not understand it, I don't see eye to eye on that. But the one thing you have about that is my respect. other thing that will help us attract happy people around us, and that people will always be happy when they're around us, is to put your trust in others and to be trusted in return. Enjoy the sense of community and friendship that comes with openness and faith in one another. You know, it's Friday, I was speaking to somebody, and it was Saturday in the grocery store. And we were talking about Facebook and social media. And the person shares with me that it is a shame that on Facebook, she gets more judgment from the people who call themselves Christian and say that they are a child of God. She gets more judgmental post and feedback from them versus people who she don't even know whether or not they go to work, they go to church. And those people are willing to be loving and to be compassionate and to be caring. And when you encounter those people in your lives, just hearing their names brings you excitement and happiness, and you're so joyful to say, well, I am so glad that that person came across my life. I am so excited that I knew them. I'm so excited that we had a conversation. And it will be years later, and you will be smiling when you hear that person's name. And just thinking about them, it pushes your happiness thermometer up a little notch. Happiness always allows for you to work as part of the whole. It helps you to see others as partners in your efforts. It helps you to unite your efforts with others to create a synergy more powerful than anything you would be able to do alone. In the networking world, one-on-one does not make two. One-on-one is 11. And that is what you speak about when you mention about synergy. But the only way you'll be able to create synergy is if you set the space and build a relationship for this to happen. All the points that I have spoke about since I started this show this evening are the things that will help you to build the type of synergy that will be beneficial both for you and for the other people that are part of it. Practice generosity and giving without expecting anything in return. Get involved with service opportunity and offer what you can to a greater cause. We ought to be happy to give. There's always something that we can give, no matter how small. And I know for me, every time I give, it makes me so happy. I don't have a lot. I'm not giving millions of dollars. But every time I give something, it may be a word of encouragement. It might be a handwritten note. It might be a phone call to check on somebody. But it brings me such joy and such happiness. You don't have to walk around and sing Pharrell happy, happy, happy. However, When we smile more to family members, to co-workers, to our neighbors, even to strangers, and watch them smile back at us, we know that we are starting the ripple effect of happiness. So, what they say, children live what they learn, and adults will demonstrate what they see as well. A lot of times I see people on the streets that I don't know and I smile at them. They smile back at me and we both go on our way and I can say to myself, I just brought some light into that person's life today. The phone lines are still open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And you can still call in. We have 28 minutes remaining in this show. And as part of our happiness, I want us to talk about the importance of living in the present. Right now, right this minute, right now. Living the best way we can right now. Live in the presence without no regret. Don't get into the habit of replaying negative events over and over and worry about the future. There's no future. It's just right now. So why not get into the habit of living right now? And when we do that, we are not going to regret anything. Accept and celebrate each and every day. Be grateful for our lives, for each moment of every day. Observe the constant and natural flow of change that surrounds us, no matter how small it is. It might be small, but it is still an important part of our natural life flow. We need to be more observant. Start to look around. Examine your life. Inspect your life. Take inventory of your life. There are many important facets of your life that you are missing out on, and that's the reason why you are not experiencing the peak of happiness as you ought to. Because you keep worrying about what I should have, could have been, instead of embracing this presence and making sure you are diving into every aspect of right now and just savoring every moment of it. Observe yourself in the moment. Work on your reactions to outer circumstances and learn how to approach life harmoniously. Things are still going to happen to us. The important things is how we react to that. So, when you learn to live in the present, then you won't be knocked down about the circumstances because you are well anchored in this moment. And you can take a deep breath. You can meditate a tat on what's happening. And you can say, well, here is how I can use this. And here is how I can embrace this. Last but not least, for the next 23 minutes, I want to spend it and talking about how a healthy lifestyle can support our happiness. We need to keep a daily routine. Wake up at the same time every morning, preferably early. Set yourself to a natural biorhythm will make it easy to wake up and feel energized. I know there are a lot of us that's working on this one, especially myself. We don't need to have everything perfect. We just need to keep working on them, right? It is important for us to get enough sleep. I think 3 years ago, I learned from Adriana Huffington from the Huffington Post how important it is to unplug when we go to bed. You know, and she spoke about, she recalled when she used to work and she used to have her phone and everything in her room, and now it doesn't happen. And I started that. I do not have my my cell phone in my bedroom. I don't have my tablet in my bedroom anymore. When I go in, I go there to sleep. And it allows you to be more relaxed, and you don't have to hear the tinging and the binging and the dinging. And every time you think that you are ready to relax, something else is happening. So you continuously set yourself up for a stage of unhappiness because you wake up tense and you can't be happy about what is happening in your life. Get enough sleep, proper sleep, is linked to positive personality characteristic like optimism, improved self-esteem, and even problem solving. So let's get enough sleep. You and I both, I need to go to bed much, 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 much earlier than I am doing. So, you know, just make sure you go to bed and get enough sleep, and you're going to be enhancing your happiness. Expose yourself to cold temperatures, especially first thing in the morning, with perhaps a cold shower. It increases our circulation, helps to minimize inflammation in the body, and it enhances weight loss and energizes and invigorates you to start the day. That is, I tell you, when I'm in Jamaica, it's easier for me to do this one because, you know, it's the tropics, so the water comes out the pipe a little. It's not really icy cold. It comes out with a little warmth. So that one, I do it warm, but I'm not yet doing it cold. But I've had friends who have done that, and it has really enhanced their lives. Yes, I spoke already about unplugging. And one of the things that she shared too about is not sleeping with like television in your bedrooms, because that distracts you as well. Eat properly. What we eat has direct effect on our moods and energy level. Eat plenty of organic, locally grown fruits and vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and dairy products that are both vitamin and mineral infused. Don't overeat and try to practice health control. Right now, for the past 18 days, I have started a raw vegan diet, And I tell you, my energy is at peak. I'm feeling good about this thing. I am really, really, really feeling good about it. Laugh more. Laughter is the best medicine. Like exercise, it releases endorphins that battle the negative effects of stress and promote a sense of well-being and joy. We heard that. As kids, we always hear our parents telling us to laugh more, what they say. An apple a day keep the doctor away. Well, plenty laughs, I found out, helps to keep the doctor away as well. 2 years ago, or a little over 2 years ago, I started be engaged in meditation. And that is another amazing practice that can help to elevate your happiness. Because each and every opportunity you get during the day, wherever you are, you can tap into that practice and just push your happiness thermometer up. I have colleagues and friends who are also into yoga, and it is helping them to be mindful all the time. Their minds are connected. Their emotions affect the physical systems of their body, and the state of their body also affects their mind. They are relaxed, and they can release tension enough through breathing and yoga practices. You feel more calm, I am told, and more centered throughout the day. So it is important to get into those habits. What is your spiritual health like? What is your spiritual health like? You need to take a note of that. Because if you want to maintain true happiness, your spiritual life needs to be intact. Each and every area of our lives needs to be balanced. A healthy spiritual life helps us to strive always to learn new things and to constantly expand our awareness and discover new ways to express the divine gifts that we have. Our spiritual well-being helps us to be creative. We can always tap into our creative section and to really manifest truly more of our authenticity. So, I pray that you have got some nuggets out of this. And I pray that you will be able to tap into your true happiness. I pray that you will each and every day live a full life of happiness. Whether you are at home, whether you are at work, whether you are traveling, whatever you are doing, know that happiness, it's right there at our fingertips, and nothing can prevent us from tapping in unless we become lazy and we become judgmental and we don't want to do it. Happiness, it's right there. Happiness comes from within. Why not let us tap into it and live a rewarding, fulfilled life? Right now, let us decide that we will do what we can to stay connected to nature and to be able to fuel our happiness thermometer, that it will not fall below. Each and every day, I want you to examine your happiness thermometer. Look, where is the mercury? Is the mercury in the middle or is the mercury low at the bottom? It is your responsibility to make sure that you push that mercury way up to the top. Others are watching you, and your example will encourage others to tap into their happiness. I invite you again to join me on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. and on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And remember, please save the date for the 25th of March, when we will be celebrating our 6 years anniversary here on Blog Talk. And coming back to join us will be Sylvia Sultanfuss, Max Jones, Dolores Presley, Sabrina Jackson, Willie Crawford and Deborah Hardnett, James Nemley, just to name a few, and many other experts who has been here in the past will be coming back to share with me and to celebrate with me. If you have not yet done so, I want you to connect with me on social media. Check my website out, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com. Get on our mailing list and make sure that you are connected with me and can take advantage of all the things that we are. I honor you. I respect you. I show gratitude and appreciation for all the support that you have gave me over these many years. I want to hear from you. Message me, please, at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. Send me a message and let me know if there is something specifically that you want to hear on the radio. You can also book a preliminary consultation session by visiting bookeo.com, bookeo.com /DRDAPHNE, and you can get to consult with me. And then, so long as I am the coach for you, we can talk about how you can work with me for the period of time that you want to do so. Again, I so appreciate you. Share this episode with somebody else and go out there. Enjoy all of the happiness you deserve. Know that no one can deprive you. It is nobody else's responsibility to give you happiness than yourself. So go out there, make it happen, encourage other people to tap into their true happiness, regardless of what is going on in their lives. Share with them some of the things that you are doing to make sure you close out, you shut out all of the clutter and all of the noise, to stay committed to your authentic self. Don't be afraid to share with other people so they too will get some tools to tap into their authentic selves. So again, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 25th. I want you to come join with us and just tell us a couple of shout out on what the show has done for you over the years. Each and every one of us, we were born with greatness. We have the ability in which to manifest and do great things. However, you need to believe in yourself, and that's why we are here each week, because we want to hold your hands and we want to just nudge you and tell you, hey, you can do it. You can do it. And with that being said, I want to remind you to follow your destiny, no matter how rough the path may appear. Follow your destiny and live your dreams. I'll see you on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Be well.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
My destiny.